Great performance at the Adelaide Oval last night for the Socceroos, 7-0 over Tajikistan. Our next guest scored a double along with Tommy Rogic, and Nathan Burns has been good enough to take our call. Morning, Nathan.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How did you sort of wrap up last night? I mean, there's not too many games where you win 7-0.
Yeah, it's a good performance from the boys, obviously. We still have to keep high standards. Doesn't matter which or who the opponent is. So full credit that we stay concentrated. Probably the first half, we missed a few chances, and that's what the coach basically spoke about at halftime is, you know, got to be more ruthless in front of goal and, you know, take your opportunity.
Well, it could have been probably, Nathan, 10 or 11. A number hitting the crossbar and a few others could have gone in. What did you know of Tajikistan last night in terms of, you know, just obviously you played, I think you played them away, didn't you?
Yeah.
So obviously you know a fair bit about them. A tough assignment for them to come to Australia. Obviously they looked a little bit at sea last night. What did you sort of take out of the first game that really maybe helped really, you know, sort of go for the kill, if you like, last night?
Yeah, the first game was, it was really difficult to play away from home.
Yeah.
It's always so much harder, and I think we only scored into the second half.
Yep.
So they've got some decent players, and they all play, majority of the players play in the same club team. So they're very familiar with each other. But I think it was basically up to us to set the tempo. And if we just smother the team and keep them in their halves, and I think we just dominated them and they couldn't get out. They couldn't find the answer. But, you know, if you give these types of teams a bit of space, they actually look like a decent team. So we just had to keep tight and just we worked hard, which sometimes you can just get lazy. You don't have to do it. And we could have probably just dropped off and just won the ball. But we pressed, we worked hard up front, and they just turned the ball over. So it was a good performance.
All part of the big picture of working towards another World Cup and trying to increase the depth of talent. And, you know, by the look of the other players who came off the bench last night, and, you know, Tommy Rogic, obviously, it's been great to see him get some really good game time. He's a young star, of course, and, you know, the goals sort of spread amongst a few players. I mean, do you feel like that depth is increasing all the time?
Yeah, always. Even the players that don't make the squad, there's so much competition now, and I think that's what's making everyone play so good in these games, because they know that there's so much depth and you have to take every opportunity. So I think it's really pushing the squad and the players. And there's, as you've seen, there's lots of Tommy on the bench and Cruzy came on. They're fantastic players, so it's good to have that kind of depth.
I mean, it's obviously been a lot of reps on Ange Postecoglou as a coach, and we look at the talent that is coming out of the A-League and around the globe, and some names that we haven't been overly familiar with that maybe have been tucked away in England or tucked away in different leagues across Europe who are getting their opportunity. I mean, do you feel like, Nathan, being on the inner sanctum, this is maybe the best opportunity heading to the next World Cup of us getting our best result just with the talent pool that we've got?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the standard that Ange has put for us. We don't just want to go to another World Cup. We want to go there and do well. You know, I think that's the next step. And as you can see from every game that we play, we have that standard. So he's always pushing us every camp. And if we can just keep producing good players and everyone's playing good at their club, who knows how far some of these players can go. So It's good times, and I think everyone has that feeling in the camp as well that, you know, we have that belief now. I think Andrew really gives you that belief where we need to back ourselves as a nation, as a footballing nation now, because we've done 3 World Cups in a row now, and hopefully we've got to go to the next step.
Tuesday you played Jordan, of course, so they're going pretty nicely, 8-0 over Bangladesh last night. So they're clearly your biggest rival in your group. What's your thoughts heading to that game Tuesday?
Yeah, they're a good team. I think we've been looking forward to this game since we lost there. Definitely getting them on home soil. I think we're going to be revved up. We've been looking forward to this rematch. So hopefully it'll be a good game, and we want to finish top of the group and show that we deserve to be there. So, but we've got to really concentrate on them as well, because they're a great team.
Yep.
Take nothing away from them. So we've got to really put out our best team and go 100 miles an hour.
Look forward to seeing how that unfolds. Good luck and well done last night.
No worries, thanks for that.